Everybody, we're going to do the business decisions, and we're going to start the meeting. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in the appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance today in the meeting that is a member of an agent or a law enforcement agency, a public agency, the federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response to the business decisions for the first time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance today that is?
Thank you.
Coming in a minute. Anyone in attendance today at the meeting that is a member of the agency and law enforcement agency, public agency of the federal, state, county, or city and township agencies present? Is there anyone response to the business decisions for the second time?
Person, one agency, department of research for the state, Public Works Division.
Okay, thank you. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance today in the meeting that is a member of the agency of the law enforcement agency, public agency, the federal, state, county, city, or the township agency's presence? Is there any response to the businesses for the third time?
Yep.
Anyone who is here under false precincts, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territory of the United States or the municipal United States, anyone who is working paid, being paid or coerced to be here, must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If there's subsequently show up in federal witnesses, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Excuse me. Okay, this meeting was called because a lot of people have been saying that we've been being blocked from the state and not being able to bring our agenda forward to the state. They have done several things that are not what we feel is right as far as building a state and building what we deserve as a government. So a lot of it is we've been not been able to self-govern. The agenda. Hang on a minute while I get the agenda up. Okay. The first thing that we're going to talk about, and each person is going to get 5 minutes to basically tell your opinion or how you think things should happen. What we're going to do is we're going to start by the online first, allowing people to basically raise their hands, and then you'll get 5 minutes. Once you get your 5 minutes done, then you won't be able to talk again. Mic not working. Hang on a minute here.
Can you hear this? The people online?
Yes, I hear. I just don't know how to raise my
hand. Okay, so you guys can hear me online?
Yes.
Yes, it's fine.
Okay, thank you. Basically, what we're going to do is we got three different motions here. We're basically going to go through each one of them and vote on what you want. What the deal is a no-confidence vote is basically if you don't have confidence in how things are getting ran or how things are done, then you vote yes that you don't agree on the, you have no confidence in them. If you do have confidence in the person that's doing the running or doing whatever it is that we're voting on, then you would say no because you agree on what they're doing and how they're running things. Basically, we have to go through the motion because a lot of people is made the comments to me or whatever that they are not being able to speak up in meetings. They're not able to voice their opinions without getting cut off or muted or not even being able to get into a meeting. And the deal is any meeting that a person can't get in is a null and void meeting because everybody has their voice. Everybody has the right to speak their voice. And if you don't have the right to vote or speak your voice, then the meeting is null and void. And this has been going on in the state now for several years where people are not being able to either get into meetings, haven't got the emails, or been able to actually speak their opinions. Excuse me. So anyway, like on the first one that's in the agenda is the no confidence vote based on evidence, an ongoing chaos by Sue Halsenbus, department dependent of Doug, creating control by weaponizing the assembly in all meetings. We have documented that no paperwork shown on Sue was vetted by the Federation. The only vetting papers that Sue is from the vetting committee was from Shane. Being the chairman of the vetting committee, and Shane's papers, we have a copy of his papers, his vetting papers, and nobody has signed them. So as far as we're concerned, he didn't have vetting either, and he's vetting people. That is considered null and void for anything that he's done and vetted for since he was in. And also, I talked to Shane. Shane basically said that he was told that he needed to resign, whatever, because he had a conflict of interest, and the conflict of interest was he was a fire department. He was a volunteer.
I'm sorry, who is Shane? I've seen the name, but I don't know.
He is a member in Clark County. He belongs in Clark. He after he was forced out or to resign, he decided he had nothing to do with the assembly at all. So he stepped completely out. All right. So I've talked to him in person. I know him. And he doesn't like the way things were going, so he stepped completely out. So if he's forced out from being a fire, working for the fire department, whatever, why isn't Doug being forced to resign too? Because he works for the fire department, right? So, and Anna, in her last meeting, Monday night meeting, she actually stated that anybody that's working or has any ties to the de facto cannot hold a job in our assembly. Well, Sue and Doug both have ties into the de facto, which, and basically at that point, they should resign and step out because they're not eligible really to hold a job in the still. So basically, we've talked to them about it. We've asked them to step down. They elected not to step down. Okay? So this is basically our deal. So if we think it's okay for them to go ahead and keep doing, then you're going to vote no on the non-confidence. and say you like the way they're doing things, and it's okay for them not to be or to be part of the de facto too. And that isn't by Anna's teachings that we do that, but if you guys are okay with it, then that's where we're going to go.
She's tired of it.
She's a dependent.
Dependent of God.
The fact that she's a dependent of.
Right. So her household is.
She was directly tied.
No, she's tied by being the dependent of somebody close to her that is actually a de facto person.
Right.
And
she was bedded by shame.
She was bedded by shame too. So basically, the as far as from Anna's teachings and the PKTF teachings, the vetting basically is a recommendation on if we should take somebody in a certain job or not. So say if somebody, we vetted somebody and they stole money and he wanted to be in the treasury. Well, naturally we would vote no because that person may steal our money too, right? But it doesn't mean that we can't, as a member, if you follow the training, I put it out for everybody, that even in the trading, it's a recommendation. It isn't a hard no or yes that you can be voted in. If the members decide by looking at the betting papers, decide it doesn't matter and we vote the person in anyway, they're in. Okay, so basically betting is a recommendation on basically whatever job that we're doing. We just want to make sure they're not criminals or doing something that that would affect us.
Well, also,
hang on a minute. We've got some chats coming in here. I'm going to read them. Said, Sue also refused to pass on information to the members of the assembly. I have proof for this as well as it is needed. Basically, there's like I get emails and texts like this all the time where people are saying that, you know, it's like, say there's going to be a meeting with Anna or some training or whatever. This is never getting passed down into the members because everybody should know. Everybody should know how to train themselves. Everybody should know how to do everything we need to do in assembly. And if you're not getting that information, then that's basically hiding it from the people and not, you know, leading like you should be. And a coordinator's job is to coordinate. It's not to tell you how to vote or how to do things or how to run your government. It's basically we're here to guide you on how so we can get this government up and running. And it's that's the reason why a coordinator really is not supposed to be taking any committees, be in any committees, be in anything. Well, also Sue is in the voting committee, and as far as I know, she's the chairman of the voting committee, which is a conflict of interest. And also voting on somebody that you have a conflict already with is also a conflict of interest. So when I was vetted, I never got a vetting report of approval or, you know, like approval or not approval, right? I got a contract, which is not part of the, if you go through the, what we as people voted for on how we vet people, that's not the procedure. So that wasn't followed. We need to follow what our procedures and what we vote on. As people, we decide that we're going to do something a certain way. We need to follow that. We don't steer off of it, and we don't come up with our own rules. You know, it's like we have documentation. I've got them from Sue. I got them from everywhere. I mean, they're standard documents. And at the end, when somebody vets you, also if you go by PKTF, the vetting committee is supposed to contact that person and have a one-to-one talk or do a Zoom call and basically ask the questions that you answered on there and see if they feel like there's something in there that you didn't say right or not wrong or why they feel you shouldn't do that. I only got that call from one person. That was Eric Heyer. He called me personally and asked me all those questions. I answered them all. I have no problem with somebody contacting me. Or you know, I don't think anybody else is. If you're trying to get somewhere in vetted, you should be willing to go through the vetting process, which is being talked to, right? So how does the vetting people know, just because you answer some questions, that isn't, you know, they may have other questions on top of those that they need answered to make a liable decision on who you are, what, and if you're, you know, able to do that job. So that's why you should be open to the process of, you know, talking to these people and actually being vetted. You know what I'm saying? So that never was happened. That it, it's basically, even with my vetting, Eric is part of the vetting, and so is Michelle. Neither one of them was able to put in their information on vetting me. So the only two people that vetted me was Sue and Doug, which is in the vetting committee, which again is complex because martial arms can't be in the vetting. The coordinator can't be in the vetting. The only thing a coordinator can do is be a recording secretary, because you have to be a state national. You cannot be a state citizen. You take on any of those jobs, you're a state citizen. So that means you can't be a coordinator. So you got to be one or the other. You know what I'm saying? And if you go through the stuff that Sue put out as far as what committees and who's on them, you'll look, Sue's on several of those. So is Doug. That is not how we do things. We don't intermingle all of the different committees and to control them all. We just don't do that. So, if you guys feel that that's the way that we should do things, then let's do it that way. But, you know, and we should vote on that as a whole, not as one person, a king or queen or the president or whatever, telling us how to run our government. This government is ours. We self-govern. We are the ones that decide what we do and how we go forward and build a government. And we have to do that, not a person, not two people, you know what I'm saying? That's the reason why you'll never see me try to tell you guys what to do, whatever. I say, these are the things we got to do. How you guys want to do it? We put up for vote. Let you guys vote on it, right? And I don't vote on those because I'm the coordinator. So the deal is we have to be transparent, and the people are the ones that are in this whole thing that needs to basically make those decisions. Now, don't you say
right.
So anyway, so the first thing that we're going to talk about, and I'm going to give each person that puts their hands up is going to get 5 minutes. We're starting online, and I'm hoping I'm going to put the mic next to the speaker so that we can hear what they have to say. And the first one is the no confidence vote on Sue Pusselbaum. So in the chat right now, if you guys put up your hands, if you want to say something and talk, then I'll make sure you're able to talk. So anybody? Okay, Alex?
All right. Can you hear me okay? Oops. Is my mic working? Hello, hello?
What's that now?
Let me see. Can you hear me? Is my microphone working?
Yeah.
It is. Stand by, though. We're going to try to get you in louder.
Okay, thanks.
We're trying to see, because we're in a meeting, too, in person, so we want to make sure they can hear you, too.
Got
okay?
It.
Try it again.
Can you guys hear me again? This is Alex Ikulikoff.
Can everybody in the room hear him?
Still can't hear me?
Not yet.
What's that radio?
Oh, no.
Hold on.
Okay.
This is work in progress.
Okay, how about now?
I'll do this together real fast, so just give me a minute here.
Okay.
That's better.
Okay, is it better now?
Okay, talk. Yeah.
All right, thanks. All right, so this is Alex Ikulikoff, Clark County. I agree with you on what's going on here, and Sue has been withholding information, and it just doesn't seem right for us, so we need to move forward, and we have a lot of people here that want to move forward. I knew Craig personally. He lived only 10 minutes away from me, and he told me he wants this to move forward no matter what happens, so I am envisioning that as moving forward and continuing on, and I agree. I would like to say yes to a no-confidence vote. For that first one there, I yield.
Okay, thank you, Alex. Do we have somebody else that wants to speak? You put your hand up, please. Nicole, go ahead.
Hello. I just wanted to say that my husband and I are pretty new. We corrected our status this year. And with everything that has been going on, it actually worries us, you know, that we have fair treatment and everything. to keep some not passing down the information. I literally, we sat here on a Sunday in a teaching from Lisa from Ohio, and then we get another invite for the same thing, and I asked her, is this the same thing? Because we have a replay, just send the people the replay, and she refused to do it. And I have this all in email. If anybody needs to see the proof for that, she was very rude to me in the first email, accusing me of not wanting people to be educated on certain matters, which I stopped, obviously. I stopped in the tracks, but other than that, she's dividing the state from the county, and I just don't like what it makes Nevada look like. No. And so I vote yes on this as well. I yield.
Okay, thank you, Nicole.
No
problem. Put your hand down. We have somebody else who wants to talk. We have a person that is on the online meeting that just got a phone number. You should be showing your name so that we know who you are. Otherwise, if we don't know who you are, you're not voting. We have to make sure that you are in the LRO and you are papered up. This is a business meeting. So the phone number is 680-9436. If you could tell us who you are.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Simon.
Hi, sorry. I'm at work and I stuffed that up. My bad. My name's Simon Farrow. I am state national, and I might as well just give my vote now, if that's okay. Mine would be no confidence on Sue as well.
Okay, you're voting.
That's Simon.
Okay, so Simon, are you logged in twice?
Look, yeah, my phone, because where I am, there's really bad reception, and it keeps logging out. So every time I try and get back in, I'm on my phone, it keeps messing up.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, can you mute now so that we get somebody else to talk?
Yep. Yep.
Anybody else want to talk? Or put in their vote?
Well, we're going to vote at the very end, after we...
Okay, so we're going to vote at the end. Erica? Do you want to talk?
Yeah, and I can also vote at the end. Thank you. My name is Erica. I've been an ASN for a few years now, and I've been recently trying to get excited about being more involved, but this whole thing going on has been making it quite difficult. Honestly, it's embarrassing, and it's because it's starting at that state level to bring people in. It's kind of hard to, you know, let them know we're working on self-governance or we're having all this internal conflict really stemming from what it seems like one or two people. And I do agree that with everything Nicole said and just kind of the secrecy and the, you know, the God complex is kind of in charge of everything at the top here. And I know there's no real top. I put that in air quotes because I know they're all on the level playing field. But she's making it seem like there's much more of a hierarchy than what is supposed to be going on within an assembly. And, I vote yes to no confidence. I know we're voting at the end, but I just wanted to just to get that out there. I know everybody's feeling the same way, so nothing too special, but I just wanted to let you know I'm on board with that as well. Thank you. I yield.
Thank you very much, Erica. In the chat, somebody posted, Everyone also needs to realize that Sue keeps saying she isn't receiving invites, but she is aware of them, so which is it? See, these are the kind of things you either know about what's going on or you're not knowing what's going on. Eric, can you put your hand up? But the deal is there is some mail servers and some things that some people are blocking things or it goes to your spam, and like me, I've been trying my best to make sure everybody is getting every email and getting every training course, getting everything that you need to know on how to build this. So anyway, with that said, is there anybody else that wants to speak up and let their voice heard?
Michael Thomas here.
Go ahead.
I just want to say that I have no confidence in Sue, and I yield my time.
Okay, we're going to take a vote at the end, but thank you very much. Can you go ahead and mute now? And is there anybody else that wants to talk or voice their opinions?
I don't know how to raise my hand. I'm sorry. This is Michelle.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Sorry. It's so difficult for me. But I have tried very hard not to let my personal opinions about the way my husband was treated before his death. I have been reading everything. I have been trying to attend meetings, and Craig was truth claim, and I'm Mrs. Truth Claim because that's what we believed. You follow the truth to the end. And they just are not eligible to be in those positions that they're in. I just feel like so many things are unlawful, and we need, if we have to go to do a jury, you know, that's what we need to do, because things have just gone too far. I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time speaking. Just thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. We understand there's been just so much going on in your life that, you know, I agree. Is there anybody else that wants to speak their mind or have a say in this meeting?
He keeps asking Shalom for a meeting idea.
Yeah. We have somebody that agrees with Michelle on what she said. Hang on, but I have somebody that's having an issue getting in, and I need to make sure everybody has access to this meeting. So just give me a second here. I don't see an ID.
Okay, here, let me, maybe he just needs a pen or something. Okay.
Okay, keep going. Hang on a second here, people. Ten 6838.
6838.
And the access code 794-3467. I don't know if any of those work, but try it.
Thank you.
Have another person says 100% agree with Michelle. No one agrees with Michelle. Is there anybody else that wants to talk?
About this one, or are we moving to the next one?
We're still on Sue right now. If you have something to say, can you unmute your mic and talk now? Yeah, it looks like I'm not getting anybody online. Kirk, hang on a minute. Kirk? Kirk, you just joined. Did you want to say something or not? Okay, since nobody is else putting their hands up or wanting to talk online, we're going to start doing this in person now. And I'll go along between each person so they can get the mic so they can talk, and we can see what they have to say. Does anybody want to say something? Raise your hand.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Hello, this is Jennifer Phillips. I'm just following up with my mom as well. I just want to say that I'm so appalled at how much Alex did. He was such a great man. He put a lot of his time and effort into this assembly. He loved everyone and treated everyone with respect. And when I heard the way he was being treated by his people, it made me upsetting. Very, very upsetting. So I want to move on to early this and you know, give these people opportunities. Also, I have this time. I'm aware that multiple single members have spent thousands of dollars on the assembly, but the niece, as well as I would like clarity on how much, and as well as everyone else, I would like clarity on how much money did you steal for the allegations on January 31st. Hi, everyone. If you've been just reporting, this is Denise. And thank you for that. I know that you're going to be able to put in over $30,000 between the shaman friend and over $30,000. I know Rocky has contributed over $30,000 and probably
$33,000. I keep on. No, it's not stopping for me.
Yeah. Since last October. The reason for that is we needed an office, and we didn't really have an office to see on another state. So we're sure that we had to secure an office that was on Craigslist. Also, we had to start meeting, and so to have a nice meeting space, you know, I've got some money for that. The website is necessary because I contacted state in October to try to build a county webpage and connect it to state, and they will have nothing to do with it. Then they said they're going to link to our numbers, and at that point, they need to start building a county. So Craig said we started a website, and we did. And then at the meeting on November 10th, the consensus of the assembly at that time was that we should keep going with it. That's been announced. I also completed the purchase of the market, and in 2 days, we have probably over 7,000 flyers that we've got. Our QR code has got over 500 bids on our website, which is pretty decent. We did a shop shuttle meeting, so we have our American Way Multiple meeting. Rocky put in half, I put in half for that. So anybody can come, like if somebody from Reno comes down today and wants to meet with DeFacto, they don't even need to access our little office. There's a very good day office at the facility. Also, we can hold our partners there on our lot because there's two locations, and the second location has a really large amount of assets that we can turn into a mock trial room in a moment. That was necessary. So anyway, that's pretty much what the office was. There was never any records there. There was no money stored there. There was no sensitive information. But a lot of conversations were made that, you know, there was
That aspect. So, thank you for the opportunity to show you this. Thank you. Have you done? All that I saw.
I like it there.
I have to ask the student to tell me what the resolution steps to be. It's wrong, and she really understands her. And it was the question that she had to me on the role of that, like all the bills on the spot. And I just feel that as a deliberator, she has no power. She is supporting our wishes. But by taking that position and then trying my weapon against the people who are just trying to build a better I think that's really cool. So I like that they will be taking them.
I guess the thing is, the big thing that I want to talk about is Sue said, you know, Rocky can't do this, Denise can't do this, but she seems to be able to do anything, everything above and beyond what the rules are of engagement, you know, per year. For what you stated earlier, to the coordinators, you can't get on any committees, and she seems to be on almost pretty much every committee that there is, which, if that's the case, then she needs to step down. Same thing, Kelly. And if the active piece is also a rule of engagement, then they need to step down, because, you know, obviously he was a fire department, so he needs to step down. Although, in the betting network, it really doesn't mention anything about are you a partner or are you associated with the department? So I don't know how that is, you know, maybe you heard an interview situation. But I think she needs to practice what she preaches. And now that it looks good for these, not me kind of situation, I would agree. And not to mention the meetings that are held monthly or whatever, for the state, just seem to be a complete waste of time. And I don't know what the purpose of those meetings are. We're not moving forward anywhere. Let's get together and talk about, you know, things, and it just doesn't seem to have a whole lot of purpose. Not want to sit on a meeting for 1 or 2 hours and not really get any forward movement, which is the process of ending this meeting. I agree. Who takes their place, I don't know. But they definitely need to.
Thank you very much. Do we got anybody else to
say something?
Our voices will be heard, not all voices will be heard. That in itself is where it's creating a new leadership. With the fact that she operates in ego, I'm not sure of that. No one speaks for anybody but your department. And all people speak for her. And the fact that it was the last half of the meeting that I was going to do it, your time will not be used as far as that. Therefore, my voice was not. I don't appreciate that. And I think goodbye. All of them are strictly concerned regarding this matter. But needless to say, they have more conflict of interest.
Folks that are having speeches that are going on today, because that's ridiculous that I was during the meeting. A lot of people are thinking the same thing. Can be told until they're better in union. I think Michelle and how she's feeling, what she has been through with her voice and the respect she holds. I think from the family and the respect she needs to hold. We all lost to be heard. Because you can't have such a useful fight unless they're acting out like a vision and not showing any of them. So that can be used to be helped. However, I'm going to take very little discipline to ensure that we're trying to get through. All of the coordinators is coordinating, doing things for the organization, investing this time into making this work. We need to see this being full. And I yield. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you. My name is Bobby Peter Robertson. I've been with the Greg since 2024, the beginning of 2024. From that point, we've seen Greg how he actually worked and brought everybody together. And we went at every meeting, physical meeting, with him. With all those that is going on right now, this is so childish. And it put the word out that this was created, the truth is living now, has prevailed. And also the structure of the government that she put out, the power flows to the people. We have the voice, not a single individual. Even Anna, she is for her people. If it wasn't for her, then we would have been worse. Throughout the entire world, she did this for everybody. And so now that she and soon after her husband, the athlete stepped in and trying to dictate to anybody that can't be murdered. So with everybody's general consensus today, I can work with everyone. I believe that we actually need to do something more. I hate to say that we can't be one family. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be running forward at this rate. If they didn't come forward with their people, maybe in fact, maybe they would ask them for. So therefore, my belief today, I stand for the people around. This is what I'm saying. The power flows from all of us. So everybody has a voice to speak up. It is our government, other people, the county, and the corporation. This is how the power flows, and it ain't international. So therefore, I actually prefer that. I believe that through NF, we can actually take the time out. And also, I wanted to bring the show back. They don't have the right to ask me. This is me speaking personally. And I ask people that we need to come back. I will.
Thank you. Thank you. We got anybody else who wants to say something?
And this is Jill Johnson, our colleague, and I just know this, the whole thing's kind of confusing, you know, the ones they call the Zoom and the chat board, and things are just not all connecting, and people want to look forward, and I just don't get, let me just kind of get back on the same page, like, why is this all happening in Nevada? Why are there two entities fighting each other? I just kind of want to put a patient there. Rocky, I have to. Jill, thanks for that question. It's a great question because we basically restarted three times in 6 years, right? So why is this happening in Nevada? When I initially ran for office with the DOD and then I was working with other candidates, I came across a lot of information. And around 2010, it was basically decided that Nevada, here's one of the reasons why I think Nevada is having such a difficult time, because we have so few people, we should have already been standing up 2 years ago, right? Okay. We were designated to be the bank of the United States. And Reno was going to be the banking center. So that kind of morphed into what we have today is, I don't know if anybody in Reno has seen Freedom Parkway and the Switch facility out on Freedom Parkway. It's a massive 30-acre, you know, a huge building. That is running Space Command, Starlink, and our blockchain technology, basically all the computers that are going to be running the QFS and the QES. And there's a redundant center in Las Vegas, and that started out as the Fusion Center. And it was down in Jones and Decatur, and it eventually now in that area, if you drive by between Jones and Decatur, you see that it takes up the entire exit. Well, not only is it on the south side of the freeway, it goes about a mile and a half in. So now it's about 50 acres, maybe 100 acres, but I don't know. It keeps going because I see now they're breaking ground for another section of it. The reason that, one of the reasons Nevada was getting this cryptocurrency blockchain center was we could scramble jets within a minute to protect it. And because our whole satellite system, everything tied to our banking system, is going to be dependent on these two redundant centers. And they were also in earthquake-proof areas, which was another reason that we got it. So now we fast forward to today. We know DeSacco does not want us standing up. And I think that they have used partially one of the reasons it could possibly be because they want to keep control of this banking situation. Also, I've been listening to the coordinator calls, and other coordinators are having the same problem with DeSacco. So in one state, it was a post office. Another state was a policeman. These DeSacco people in our state, the firefighters, right? We have a firefighter in Lee. We have Shane Houston, firefighter, not being vetted. Then we have Doug, firefighter. Then we have this dependent firefighter. Then we have their showrunner in Reno, firefighter, retired, attorney type, you know. So we have all of this firefighter connection in Nevada, and they are suppressing this. But why would they want to suppress us? Like, don't they want us to stand up so that we can purchase and government contract their services? No, they still want to keep control, and they want to make sure that their guy is in there to be absolutely sure that, you know, instead of when they call, so let's say, for a fire station painting, and they send us an invoice for $500,000, and the American National say, well, why don't we send you the $3,000 of paint, and you guys take a week and schedule this out yourselves? And then, by the way, here's the paintbrush. Like, we're going to run things totally different, and they don't want any change. So I think that's just another reason. But we do know that Doug's boss, the fire marshal, is on the Nevada State Police. So.
Thank you, Denise.
Do we have anybody else who wants to say something?
Well, I just have something quick to say. Go ahead, sweetie.
I guess I was going to give my package at Denise. Back then.
You want to get her back then?
Yes.
Denise, do you want to talk?
I do have a prepared statement, but I'll go last. Are we gone for all three?
Mine's not a long thing. I just remember it was Keith Clark County Assembly Chair. I remember on a couple of the conference calls that we had, I found it to be very constricting and one-sided. There was three people set up, and Doug was in charge of my three people set up, and they were all people that had anti-Clark County messages against what we're trying to do. And everybody else seemed to be muted. I've had contact with several people that said they tried to get in to say something, and it just didn't happen. So to me, that's been the overall theme since I was brought in as sheriff of Clark County Assembly. The theme has definitely been blocked, and every time we're trying to move forward, there's this brakes being put on. And the encounter with another individual who was part of that group even mentions, what do you people think they're doing? Running stuff from Clark County again. When I wanted to remind the brother that this state is run by Carson City right now, where he lives. So it's all past comforts. We need to take control as people, and that means everybody in the state. Open vision, everybody. I know that Rocky's gone above and beyond with help here and there to have these emails get out to everybody. So everyone in the state of Nevada that's an ASN or an ASC can vote. And we personally say now is the time. We are definitely, in my case, I'm definitely voting. I don't support Sue or Doug at this point. And we need them to happily course correct out of the assembly leadership. I yield.
Okay, Chris. Everybody had their chance to speak in, whatever? Okay. Now we're going to move into the next. Excuse me. Somebody just put in the chat. Yes, Rocky has gone above and beyond for Clark County. Same to you, Rocky. Alexis. The next thing we're going to talk about is on the agenda, which is Doug. And basically, you're looking for a non-confidence vote on Doug. Husband is the marshal at arms since he, due to his recent disclosure from formerly undisclosed dual citizenship working for the fire department, a station manager whose supervisor is the fire marshal and the Nevada State Police at Red Rock Station. His egregious conduct and not working in honor by denying the Republic from the government by weaponizing meeting controls, gross bills fees, and breach of trust and of the office. Hostility and disruption, the peace of the assembly, his fire department role has not disclosed in his vetting, and neither was the fact that he works for Big Pharma. Also, Doug was vetted by a retired firefighter chief, Shane, a non-vetted person. Through Anna's teaching, we only allow our government to be run by people exclusively on the land jurisdiction and not dual citizenship. The deal is, like, for me to talk or whatever, what I've been seeing in the last 6 months or whatever is Doug basically has took the martial arms and
basically weaponized all the meetings and everything. So if he doesn't like what you're saying or whatever, he'll mute you. If he thinks that you're out of line, he mutes you. But who gives him the right to tell us that we can or cannot speak? You know, one of the meetings we had, I was driving, and I was trying to put in my input on the bill, and he kept saying that I was out getting out of service or whatever, and I looked down at my phone, and he was muting me. To me, I wasn't out of service. I was right next to his boss, and it's all fine. And I kept on muting me and trying to talk, and then he'd mute me again and say I was out of service again. This is not how you deal with things. This is not how you let the people run a government. We are here to self-govern, and we cannot let anybody stop us from self-governing. Anyway, that's my speech. Does anything? Hang on a minute.
Okay, Sharon, you're on.
Yeah, and the emails and the stuff that I've been looking at, if any of this is... any little lecture that this definitely needs to be taken care of, working together, working against each other, and in many ways, it's right silence or my catalog, you were saying, muting and letting speech or being able to just be vocal about what's going on. That is definitely an issue, and I second whatever's going on here.
Okay. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you, Shannon. He needs to have a hard time logging in, so we have to do it through the phone. So now we're going to, again, take anybody that's online that wants to raise their hand and talk about that and what you feel about what you've seen in the last meetings or whatever, or if you feel that he was doing a good job, we want to know that too. So anybody wants to say something? Anybody online?
Hey, Rocky. It's me, Kimmy.
Hello there.
Go ahead.
Yes. Hey, guys. Sorry, I haven't been able to talk to this just now. One of the things I hate most is games. And so I've witnessed some of that, and just personally, I'm just speaking the facts from my point of view. So it's my idea to bring in Lisa Schaefer, I voiced my opinion and what I wanted to do months ago, and they told Sue exactly what I wanted. And then as soon as I confirmed with Lisa on the exact date and time, I immediately emailed Sue and said, please pass this on. This is what we're doing. We have this date locked in. Everyone's going to be there. It's going to be great. So I find out as we get close to the date, Sue has now created another date and put a date out to everyone that you're going to get this training from Lisa. And I find out through Lisa that Sue has basically called her and said, why is this only for Clark County? And obviously Lisa was in the middle of it, and she's like, well, I can do both for both of you. But in that moment, instead of Sue actually calling me and saying, hey, Aaron, are we still good for this training with Lisa? Why don't you call Lisa directly and create this whole scenario where apparently we were leaving the rest of Nevada out, which would never be the case. I would never do that. I never would act in that way. And so there's some backwards and forwards. And because Lisa was going to cancel my day, and I organized it. And so Lisa ended up basically approving and say, yes, we'll do the original date that was that we decided upon. And so I had to literally scroll through the entire LRO account to basically put this out because Sue refused to put it out. Even Lisa said, she goes, can you please forward this link on to the rest of Nevada? And she did not. So at that point, after we had the meeting, Doug, I got a nice little email from him saying that I was a liar and that I should apologize to the whole state and Lisa for my conduct and my behavior, and that and I'd lied the fact that I told Sue what was happening. And then I forward Doug his the email I sent to Sue, basically saying, we're locked in for the 16th of March at 3 p.m. our time, and he needs to hold his tongue how he talks to me, because that's disrespectful. You don't just straight up call someone a liar without having all the facts. So Obviously, he's trying to protect her. I get it, but it kind of leaves all us out in the open. And if they're ganging up against us, I don't really appreciate that, and I don't like games. So if we act with honor and integrity, speak our truth, I think it should be fine. And people who don't probably shouldn't be here. So that's my opinion. Thank you. Avoid.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron, for your talking. Anybody else online that wants to talk? Katia?
Hey, guys. Hi. Sorry we couldn't be there today. I just want to put my two cents on the whole martial of arms thing, so regarding Doug. The thing that Lisa explained very clearly on the training that we did was martial arms holds a lot of responsibility, and he has to have all the records, and he has to make decisions on the fly, and he has to be able to come to your house and get the records and whatever he needs to do, right? Unfortunately, for the person that he showed us to be and the lies that has been kind of being said over and over and the games that he's been playing, as a recording secretary, I do not trust him to come to my house with my children being here whatsoever. So I just want to put that out there. And he brought that upon himself on the way he conducts himself. And as a martial arms, it should probably be completely opposite of what he does. So that's pretty much all I wanted to say. I yield.
Thank you very much. Is there anybody else that wants to speak on or what's going on?
I do. Online.
We're online. Anybody online right now? If we could get somebody else that wants to talk about Doug or how they feel or how meeting's been going, anything. How great he's been doing, that's good too. Okay, so we're not getting it. Hang on, Alex?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. This is Alex Ukulikoff, Clark County. Yeah, from all the meetings that I have attended, actually for the Nevada State one and just listening in, they're not making much progress due to the fact that they're constantly just wanting to do things either Sue or Doug's way. That's what I've noticed from my observations. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, wow, is this how it's going to happen? It's just going to take forever to know how to vote or to do something. This is, wow, going to take a long time. But now I'm understanding and realizing that the conflict is really just those two individuals acting with the de facto attitudes towards what we have set up here for the ASNs. And the way we're supposed to do it is, like Rocky said, everybody gets a chance to speak, to say their voice. What he said is exact. A coordinator just does that. He only coordinates. And so I appreciate you, Rocky. I appreciate everybody else that is here helping out. And I look forward to moving forward because you already know what my vote's going to be. So thank you, everybody, for all of your help and everybody that's being here today, just taking the time out to be here. I really do appreciate that. But that's what I've seen from a third-person perspective. I really don't know anybody really that deeply, so I'm really being objective when I say this, that what Sue has been doing, what Doug has been doing, has not been what is needed here for ASNs here in the state of Nevada. I yield.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Do we have anybody else online that wants to say something? Okay, if we're not getting anybody else online, then we're going to go back into the room again here. Okay, anybody in person that wants to talk?
I'm going to yield to something
that falls to your vote. My name again is Matthew Rockerson for the record. I had three incidents that I actually encountered with how he weaponized meetings. The first meeting was on February the 26th. that was right after Greg's passing. We didn't even realize that he attended that meeting. And during that meeting, in the middle of the meeting, he actually weaponized going after Denise and disrupted the whole meeting during that moment. Until we interrupted him, even Keith spoke up, he still wouldn't bow down. He didn't bow down. So we interrupted with a prayer, actually kind of calmed things down at that moment. It actually silenced him. And also the second incident that I encountered, that I also witnessed, how he weaponized the meeting. We tried to actually, it was a Zoom meeting that was conducted by Zoom and Doug. We tried to speak up, he would mute us if we were talk a little bit longer. And he continued to do that during the meeting, as to where him and his other, we noticed this on that meeting, that he had his brothers that were on the meeting that actually interrupted the whole meeting, and he allowed some of his members or his friends to actually continue the talk during that meeting. And even another incident, another Zoom meeting that I also encountered, witnessed, that I didn't get to get on. I was shut out of the meeting. And I texted Denise after, during that meeting, I got shut out. So, and even the items that are mentioned here on the minutes of this, and the items on the agenda on this meeting right here, I concur with every item that is mentioned. I don't think Doug and Sue are anybody that I would have voted for or have a vote of confidence to be running for any government, or even trying to, the people that actually would run a government that I belong in. I don't think Doug even had those. I think these people are totally, this is my opinion, they're disconnected from the heart, you know, have no compassion for people. They're all, I wouldn't go there because they're, they're disconnected solely. No, like Brother Love said, no spirit with these individuals. And all they wanted is to fight. We have enough. We just stepped out of the de facto government and stepping into this on the land and soil to be with the other, to unite with people that are actually coming together, regardless of your color. And this is what Anna, I keep saying this, because this is what she hammered on. She did it. All the people from the forefathers and the truth that they had unveiled, it actually for the people of the world. The government stands, God, people, and then your counties, the state, and your federations, and international business. This is the order of things. So I believe today I will not vote. I will not put my confidence in Doug and Sue. They need to be removed. Sue and Doug, you're listening. This is Father Mitu Robertson speaking as people of the land and soil.
Hi, my name is John DeFrancisco. Well, let's start with the prayer. Anytime I'm in the presence here, we never have any more. No issues. We want to come. You give the issue that you have a pedestal. As soon as the president has waited, the government have stepped up in order to their fighting. And anytime we come to the meeting, it's just fine. My question is, if this is going to go forward, how will it be the people here if there is no fight? Instead of solving the problem. You know, we have to solve the problem. Anytime we come like this, you have a lot of issues that we're supposed to solve. And then you're going to divide it. That's not good.
Thank you.
Divided house of
faults. That's great.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mrs. Kiki. Love and share your love. Clark, what honey? Slowly share their. As far as the leadership, as Marshall and everyone, my first encounter with Doug was, I guess, it's February 26th. Absolutely, house was broken from our brothers and maybe to put that together with his spirit and Michelle's spirit.
And a family, we love what children choose to do. Talk about first thing we have to do. The point that was nothing to do with the truth of the career. So I just have to someday admit it. I can be as Martian rules and any capacity and leadership. Which I don't know what I missed. Thank you.
Okay, anybody else want to say something?
All right, thanks everybody. I kind of prepared the statement because I want to forget everything.
Yeah, there you
go. Okay, how about now? All right, thanks. We are a self-governance body politic in the business of selling. I have obtained factual, recorded, and documented evidence made available to the body politic, and I'm following due process to protect the entire assembly in accordance with the ways of Audubon rights. And she tells us to ask questions, question authority, and end our own suffering. It's common for those who gossip and lie that this person and that person is not working in honor to actually be the very people who are totally dishonoring our position and pursuing our happiness to elevate our lives and self-governance. That's called projection and gaslighting. Look at the Nevada years that have been wasted and the last 6 months of chaos. Since they moved their called the evil eye of Sauron from others to me and beyond me. Under Craig's unhampered leadership, we were soaring. We could have been Ohio. Look at all the time taken from investment in the building of our state, fighting the de facto infiltration that's facing us today. But we can. Their leadership style is malfeasant tyranny. She's a trained deconstructionist, a retired analytical chemist, and a dependent of Doug. He's lining big pharma's pockets for a company that promotes monopoly inducement. And his highest firefighter boss is the fire marshal on the Nevada State Police, so they're de facto. Their criminal activities began from their very first moment of entering the assembly in 2021. While no one can be known by just one act, our maximum of law states that we know them by their many fruits. But in this case, rotten fruits. And they're weaponizing people and process in all ways to subvert freedom. But they aren't just common bullies. They've coordinated this effort, and they have a show me. Like the rapist that confesses to a priest, then rapes again, these two ringleaders are remorseless. They're vicious, relentlessly vindictive, and punitive victimizers, raping people of their time and talent, leaving the body politic feeling demoralized and frustrated. And I wish that this was just a careless, forgivable transgression, an accident. But clearly they are programmed, and they enforce their programming on others, rewarding those who go along with their schemes and vilifying the people that won't. And I won't play. I follow the law of the land. These bad actors follow the supreme Roman civil law maxim that all those who will be deceived, be deceived. But that's not our maxim here at the American State Nationals and the Clark County Assembly or the Nevada Assembly. I'd like to believe that their posse is just fearful or ignorant and give them a free pass to help us rebuild their assembly, but it's likely the reporter who knew of the bogus documents and recorded them, the veteran with veteran issues, and a bimbo who got in too deep to get out, perhaps extends to certain other people. But those individuals are going to be given an opportunity to face the body politic, and we'll see what happens. They do have a fire department legal friend. He uses two names and identifies in one or the other depending on how a meeting is recorded. It's no wonder multiple recordings, transcriptions, conference call interference, lack of a chat room censoring, and erasing the facts and inherent keeping of the marshal at arms, which is his most important duty, is going to the wayside. These bad actors probably believed that they were going to get away with it, but they aren't. They also have another friend. His name is Aaron Eller, but he also goes by Aaron Marotti. He voted in the last election. This is the person that leads their fraudulent motions with fraud votes, fraud claims, a fraud audit, and a crime. The whole thing and the whole entire scam was lies, lies, and more lies. I do want to say that I feel badly for the people that might have got swept into the major scam, but that's what happened to them. We're trying to put an end to it. And regarding the February 6th motion that B2 had talked about, the hard pill for me is that my brothers or sisters don't know. We're actually swept into fraud against me. And the persons that did this are never to be trusted again. The whole assembly was due to voting, and they didn't intend harm against me or Rocky, but they did harm us. They harmed our reputation. The people who first and seconded the motion, because they wanted to protect or dispel me, either way, it doesn't matter. They committed fraud because whether you voted for me or not, or abstained or not, it was a complete vote. The full vote was a complete fraud, totally. And I forgive everyone who participated, but no one really knew to stand up. That's the issue. I only mention it because it's a perfect example of people being led astray by bad actors who knew better, but set up a whole assembly using gross breach of trust of public offices in a moment of panic. And while people loudly objected to the vote like B2 and Fa'ana, they went ahead and did an essentia vote anyway, which is completely forbidden in our system. Also, they brought a vote on a general assembly meeting. You can't do that. They allowed a non-ASN to bring a motion. Can't do that either. That's why I have no confidence in them. And it is why I also won't defend myself in any manner. We are looking at somebody who's manufacturing a common line machine and churning out 100% common defective bullshit. This is a supreme manipulation that is basically an Orange Man Bad style scam. There's just too much evidence, too many coincidences, and too many people being hurt. One big red flag should have been that I never got after asking for 4 months, got a committee list. I get one by accident, someone gives it to me, and who's on their treasurer but Robert Hale? Well, that right away is 1,000,000% verboten thing. Robert Hale and Susan Haupt were banned from the assembly by Anna von Reitz herself. And then, where did Susan go? Susan went to the Continental Marshals. Around this time, we have a lot of, in 2021 and that era, we have a lot of stuff coming out of the Marshals that was bad. That included Eric Dignus. They overlooked corruption or were corruption. And it infiltrated not just Nevada, but many other states. The other thing is that I hope that we can heal from here, and my hope is after today, we make our go-forward plan and we don't look back. Thank you.
Amen.
Okay, thank you. The last motion that we're going to do is actually a no-confidence vote on me. Basically, from the last meeting, Doug basically said that I was spreading inflammatory rhetoric on other forums. Basically, I was talking to another assembly person from South Carolina about they were trying to get another coordinator and they would be unblocked. And the coordinators would let them vote for another coordinator and all that.
And basically, I said that same thing here, same thing with the bean. At any time, I've never gave any place names or tell what state I was from. I was just saying that basically, I said that I was getting blocked too from being a coordinator, and we were trying to get multiple coordinators in our state. And basically, that was the comment. And basically, the things that I was doing, to try to get things going, and because I brought this up, I believe everybody has a choice to vote on these things, and if I've done something wrong, I let it go. And basically, I'm going to start with online versus, and you can say whatever you want to say, and I appreciate everybody's opinions, because again, if I'm not doing what I should be doing as trying to be a coordinator and actually being a coordinator, I need to know that, and I need to correct myself. And the only way to do that is from the people. The people have to tell me if I'm doing something wrong. So I'm starting to find them, and if anybody has anything to say, and you know, like, say your opinion, you know, don't worry about my feelings or anything. Say what we feel. Anybody have any mind to talk about them? Is anybody on the line to say anything? Okay, I guess it's not going to get anybody online. I don't know if you can hear me. Okay, we're going to go to the person. Does anybody in the person want to say anything about anything that I've been doing or whatever? I take bad opinions good too. So, anybody want to say anything?
The man of the hour. I can say this. The first time that I actually met Rocco was during Craig's era. My observation of Rocky as a man, he was a very observant individual and quiet. Spoke only a few words, and he also demonstrated his performance during that time by bringing in the radio that he actually contributed to the assembly, paid with his own money. So this is the man that actually stepping up to the plate and actually showed the performance as a leadership of a leader. From that point, I actually have a vote of confidence and also trusted this individual, Rocky, that is standing before me right now as our coordinator for Clark County. I do support him as a leadership, and I also support him as an individual that actually can lead us until we actually fully stand with our four pillars. Second, the only problem that I have with you, Rocky, is that I'm now set up excellent on your server. But other than that, you're doing an excellent job. Excellent. I feel.
You ready, guys? Yeah, I'm Raymond Brown.
And it's a lot of good to be here to rock you and what you've invested and done a lot for the assembly and teaching wherever he can. And I approve of the same, you know, confidence towards Rocky for Bay Area, Clark County. I yield.
Anybody else?
You better believe it. Thank you.
Hello, this is Jennifer Phillips. I haven't known Rocky for very long, but I can see that you're a very kind person. I can see that you invest a lot of your time and people, money as well, and I have full confidence in you. You're helping me out a lot and learning so much, and I have confidence in you. I am. Carolyn, I just wanted to say that the only person that I thought did anything despicable since I've been in the assembly with these people, very kind and hardworking people, was when Doug was at the meeting, I think it was January 26th, and disrupted the meeting and was horrific. So he's been 100%.
This is Scott Johnson. All I've seen of Rocky is his heart is in the right place. He's doing all the right things for the right reasons, and we need more people like Rocky to step up and take some leadership roles, and myself included. So I appreciate everything you've done, both time and money. It's above and beyond, so I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes, I do.
Anybody else? Okay.
Can I please? That's all I'm about.
Again?
That's what I'm talking about.
Those things are real, you know. And Rocky's been a man of honor, straight up honor. And everything that I've witnessed from Rocky, met him the same time I met Craig. And in every avenue of my viewing, and I'm pretty good with the servant, he's been a total man of honor. Even after he was accused of some horrific things that we were all actually shocked to learn. You know, I don't even want to mention it over online, but they were unproven. It was the wrong person given, but yet it was put out. They went ahead and put it out. It's just a character assassination, and not a good spirit whatsoever. And you're supposed to go to the person and talk to that person. That's in the Word. And not just blast something out on the internet. Oh, by the way, you failed your vetting because you did this and that and that and this. But it's not been vetted. But we're going to put it out there anyway. And, you know, we're not going to vote you in. And then they excluded other people that were supposed to be in that committee. So Rocky has been, and the way Rocky handled it is the reason why I'm mentioning it. Because he handled this as true grace. He goes, that's not me. You know, they're not going to affect me by their evil intentions. And I go, my discernment proves what I felt. You are a man that I will follow and support in that honor. Rocky Marciano. Rocky.
Okay. Anyone else?
That's up to you.
Hang on.
Rocky, you are the uncommon man. And I feel so lucky to be in this place at this time, born at this moment, so that we can stand the back up and keep going with everything we need to do. So thank you for everything. I think you're amazing.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to give people online one more chance. If anybody wants to say anything online, if you can go ahead and speak up now. Go ahead, Michelle. Yes,
thank you. You know, Craig and I we didn't always agree on everything. And even when he was pastoring, I said I would never just believe the words that the man up front spoke. I needed to research. I needed to know that that person was truthful and preaching in honor. I feel that we're not supposed to go off feelings. We're supposed to go off facts. So the facts to me are that, Rocky, you are an honorable man. And I want to say these words about the other men in our Clark County Assembly, that I am so proud of the leadership. And yes, the women are working too, but as far as a vulnerable woman right now, I feel so honored that I know all you guys and that I feel protected by you. And, you know, Rocky, you just have my vote and my confidence. I believe in everything that you're doing. Thank you. I yield.
Thank you, Michelle. Is there anybody else online that would like to say anything? Okay. Now that we're not getting anybody, we're going to start from the top on Sue. And everybody online that has no confidence in her, meaning they want her out, can you raise your hands now?
If you're online.
If you're online.
If you're on the phone. On the phone. We will take a phone vote.
I still don't know how to raise my hand.
Oh, okay.
It's raised.
Reaction. All right.
Reaction at the bottom.
Reaction at the bottom.
There's a thing that says reaction at the bottom. If you click on it, then it'll say up or down.
Thank you.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
So, has everybody got their hands up now?
Yeah.
Okay. We're taking a count now, so keep them up. Okay, you can put your hands down online. Everybody in person, raise your hands if you have a no confidence for Sue and you want her out. Keep your hands up so we can count.
Okay.
Okay, we got those the ones. Okay, anybody that wants a no vote on
Steve.
No, we're going to do it.
Did you get the online vote? Someone's telling me that she wants to make sure you got her vote.
Okay, yes.
No confidence.
Okay, everybody online, put your hands down.
Is there anyone that wants to abstain?
Yeah. Everybody that's got their hands up online, can you please put them down? Erica and Simon, put your hand down. Simon?
He has no audio. Oh, maybe he can't hear.
Okay. Them. So basically everybody online now that wants to vote no and you want Sue to stay in her bill, raise your hands now. Okay, we're doing the count. Okay. Everybody in person that votes no and wants Sue to stay in office, raise your hand now.
No judgment.
Okay, now we're going online for a non-confidence vote for Sue. If you don't want to, if you want to abstain, raise your hand now.
Anybody
online that wants to abstain, raise your hand. Okay, anybody in person that abstains, raise your hand now.
No.
Okay. Now we're going on to Doug. Everybody that has no confidence in Doug and wants to vote yes, raise your hands now online.
both voting.
Okay.
Has everybody voted online? Everybody's got their hands up that wants to vote? Yeah, hey, they Rocky, have no comment.
I think Alexis was saying that you can't hear you anymore. So you want me to type it in the chat?
Nobody can hear me? Hello? Can you hear me talking? Hello?
I can, but somebody was saying that they couldn't on the chat.
Okay. Raise your hands if this is for Doug. If you have no confidence and you want to vote yes, if you want him out, put your hands up now.
We can hear you.
Okay.
Okay. Hold him up. We're going to do the count now.
Okay. Don't touch his poop.
Okay. Everybody can put their hands now. Down.
Don't step it. No. Aurora. Oh.
No.
Okay. Everybody in person here has a no confidence vote for Doug. No. You don't want him. Raise your hands down. Okay, now we're going to go online. Anybody that wants to vote no, that they have confidence in Doug and they want him to stay in office, Michelle, put your hand down. Put your hands up now. Okay, everybody in person, anybody has wants to vote no, and you have confidence in Doug, raise your hands now. Okay, we're going back online now. Anybody that wants to abstain, raise your hands now. This is for Doug. Anybody abstains? Okay, in person, anybody that abstains, that wants to abstain, raise your hand now. Okay, now we're moving on to Rocky. Anybody that has a no confidence in Rocky and wants him to step away, raise your hands now. This is online. Anybody that has a no confidence in Rocky and wants him to step away, raise your hands now. Okay, in person, anybody that wants to vote yes and wants Rocky out and has no confidence, raise your hand now. Online. Anybody that wants Rocky to continue what he's doing and wants to vote no on the no confidence, raise your hands now. Okay.
Hold on a second. Again, it's a double negative, so it's kind of, you can throw people off.
I know.
Right? So,
right.
You explain.
I explained.
You did.
This is a no vote for me.
If it's a no vote. Then
which means that you do want me to stay in office. Okay, in person. Everybody wants to vote no on the non-confidence and wants me to stay in, raise your hands now.
Okay,
everybody online, put your hands down.
Wait a second. Well, Denise, too?
Yes.
It's no.
Right.
It's the phone.
Okay, everybody that wants to abstain for Rocky, raise your hands now. Online, anybody that wants to abstain, raise your hands now. Okay, in person, anybody that wants to abstain, raise your hands now. Okay. Do we have a count?
For Sue, we have 36 votes. Sue's got to go.
Okay. What's the numbers?
It's 36 to 0.
Okay. On Sue, it was 36 people that want Sue to leave, no to stay, and no abstains. Going on to Doug.
34 votes that Doug's got to go.
We have, on Doug, we have 34 votes that want him to go, 0 to stay, and 0 abstain. And now on Rocky.
Stay.
Okay, on Rocky, we have 0 to go. We have, how many?
33
to stay, and no abstains. Okay, at this point in the meeting, you've basically got the counts and what people are asking for us to do. Basically, what's going to happen is this video is actually going to go to the Federation, it's going to go to Anna, and, you know, so that they understand what the people here in Nevada are asking for. Now, the email went out to everybody, and if any time that you feel like you didn't get the chance to vote or whatever, we would like to know that so we can pass that on to the Federation. At this point, is there anybody online that would like to speak or say anything other than what we've been talking about as far as where we're going to go, what we're going to do, and what do you expect the State Assembly to do from now on? Online. Does anybody got anything to say or how you want to run your government?
Hey, Rocky, it's Aaron Lucy here. I just want to say that, you know, the people speak, and so let's just move forward. I trust you, brother. Let's go. Let's do this. I yield.
Okay. Is there anybody else online that would like to speak? Remember, this is your assembly. It all is based on what you guys want.
Yes, this is Michelle.
Go ahead, Michelle.
I believe that to all present to understand how important it is to work hard, be honest, and build our four pillars. We need to move forward, and we need to be Ohio. You know, this is so important. It is such. It's a matter of life and death, really, for us, for our children, our grandchildren, just stay in honor and work hard and love each other and help each other out in every way that we can. I yield.
Thank you. John, do you want to say something?
Yes, thanks, Rocky. Could Aaron Lucy, he's our speaker chairman pro tem for the state of Nevada, could he get on, back on, and repeat what he said and speak slowly and enunciate and speak into the microphone? I'd like to hear what he had to say. I yield.
Aaron, did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. I'm back online. Hey, my name is Aaron Lucy. I'm the chairman pro tem. Yeah, so I, you know, the proof is in the numbers and the people, what they say, so... the people have spoken, the people have chosen, and I say we just move forward with honor and integrity. And, you know, Rocky, I love you, brother. Trust you, let's do this, and yield on that.
Okay, is there anybody else that wants to say anything? Online. I'm getting nobody online more that wants to say anything about where your government wants to go. Now, one thing that I want to say, and I'm going to say this to everybody, at this point, because we're basically telling our coordinator to go away, and that is our coordinator, and that is the only one that we have. We have to start thinking now, who do we want to have for state coordinator? And starting after today's meeting, we need to start. You can either email me or Denise if you want, who you want to nominate for your coordinator for the state to go on, so we can pass that on to the Federation and let them know what we are expecting. So anyway, anybody in the room right now, do you guys want to say anything right now on
where we go from here on?
And congratulatory is in order. Let's all together for the Rocky as our coordinator. Thank you, Rala. And I believe that you mentioned something about the coordinator for the state of Nevada. Weren't you vet for that with the Federation yet? Well, I nominate. This is I nominate Rocky as our coordinator for the state of Nevada.
Fa'ana Gill here. I would like to say I concur and second that motion.
I'm not mentioning that I would like to have Aaron Lucy as the coordinator too, because he is the chairman pro temp right now, and he would be perfect to lead the state. That's my opinion.
I don't know if online, if everybody heard online, but Keith made a motion that, and there was a second, that they want Sue or Doug to never be able to hold office in Nevada again. And if you online agree with that, raise your hands now.
Sorry to be cut in front
of the coordinator
one.
Okay, I'm raised.
Okay, online, are you, everybody got their hands up to vote that they don't want Sue or Doug to hold office in Nevada ever again? Okay, we're going to do the count now. Okay, in person, anybody that doesn't want Sue or Doug to ever hold office again in Nevada, raise their hands.
Okay, I got it from before.
Okay, there. Everybody online, put your hands down. Everybody put your hands down. John, okay. Everybody online that would like Sue or Doug to be able to hold office again at some point and want to do a no vote, raise your hand now. Okay, everybody in person that would like Sue or Doug to be able to hold office again in any future time and vote no, raise your hand now. Okay, online, anybody that wants to abstain and wants to vote for abstain, raise your hand now. In person, anybody abstains and wants to vote abstain, raise your hand now. Okay, that vote is over, and the vote is?
Clear to four people to zero.
Okay, The votes are 34 to 0. 34 that they don't want him ever hold office. 0 they do. Okay, there's two motions put on the floor that we're going to move forward. I don't know if we should vote now. I mean, we can take, if everybody wants to raise their hand and take a vote on one or the other. But the motions were either Rocky be the state coordinator or Aaron Lucy to be the next coordinator. My opinion, I think Aaron should be taking it because he is the chairman pro temp, and he would fall right in because he has been trained to do that part of it. So if everybody online, if you would like Rocky to be the next coordinator, raise your hand.
Well, we can have two, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can have both.
Okay.
We can tell people that.
What I was just told, too, is that we can actually have two coordinators if you want. The first one will be a yes for Rocky. So raise your hand if you say yes.
By the way, she's a yes for you, but she's a yes to me.
Okay. Everybody in person that would want Rocky to be the coordinator, a VA coordinator for the state, raise your hand now. Everybody that would like Rocky to be a coordinator for the state, because we can have multiple coordinators. So this is as a coordinator too. Raise your hand now in person.
Okay,
everybody online, put your hand down. Can you hear me? Eric, put your hand down. Erica. I said it wrong. Okay, everybody that doesn't want Rocky to be a coordinator in the state of Nevada, raise your hand now. Okay, everybody online that wants to abstain with their vote, raise your hand now. Online. Okay, in person. Anybody that doesn't want Rocky to be a coordinator in the state of Nevada, raise your hand now. Okay, everybody that wants to abstain in person, raise your hand now. Okay, now we're going online. Anybody that also wants Aaron Lucy to be a coordinator in Nevada, raise your hands now. Remember, we can have multiple coordinators, so if you want him also to be one, raise your hand. In person, anybody that also would like to have Aaron Lucy as a coordinator, raise your hand.
We love the Australians.
Okay, online, everybody put your hand down. Okay, everybody that would not like Aaron Lucy to be a coordinator in Nevada, raise your hand now. Okay, everybody online that would want to abstain, raise your hand now.
At the end, this one.
Okay, I catch.
Go to. Okay, everybody in person that would not want Aaron to be a coordinator in Nevada, raise your hand now. Anybody that wants to abstain, raise your hand now. Okay. What is the count for Rocky?
Rocky,
36. Okay, Rocky has 36 to 0. Now Aaron. Aaron has 24 to 0, and 2 abstain. So Rocky and Aaron both will be the next coordinators that we're going to tell the Federation we want.
Rocky and Rolly.
Okay.
May I?
We're getting them. Yeah, go ahead, Michelle.
I just want everyone here. I'm echoing. That we all understand that we don't want Clark County, Southern Nevada, Nye County to monopolize everything. It's just that we have the people that are willing to step up at this time. I believe that in the future, when other people have gained the knowledge and the desire, that they should be able to be put forward as well. Thank you. I yield.
Michelle, that is actually a great idea. And I would like to make my own motion that Eric Heyer also could be a state coordinator if he chooses to pick it. I would like to see if everybody online would agree with that. He's from my county. I think he would be a great coordinator for the state, too, if the people would like that. So anybody that would agree to that, do I have a second that we would like to also include Eric Heyer as a coordinator if he'd like to be one? Okay, we got 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 4 seconds. Okay, everybody put their hands down. Okay, so let's do a vote. If everybody wants to vote yes, that Eric Heyer would like, if he wants to be a coordinator, that you would vote yes for him. So anybody that wants to vote yes for him, raise your hand.
Oh.
Thanks.
Okay, in person. Anybody in Clark or here in the in-person meeting wants to vote yes for her, Eric? Raise your hand. Okay. Everybody online, put your hands down. Somebody online actually had said that to ask Aaron if he'd even want to do it, and I have asked him, and he said he would do it if basically we would, you know, like all pull together and actually try to pull and move things forward. So he is in on being one, and I do back him on that. Anybody online that wants to vote no for Eric Heyer, raise your hands now. Okay, anybody in person that wants to vote no for Eric Heyer, raise your hands now. Okay, online, anybody wants to abstain, raise your hands now. Okay, in person, anybody abstains, raise your hand now.
All right.
Okay.
So Eric's got 20 for yes, 2 for no, and 3 abstain.
Okay, Eric has, again.
20 for yes.
20 for yes.
2 for no.
2 for no.
And 3 abstain.
3 abstain. So if Eric really wants to be a state coordinator, it looks like he's voted in if he wants it, and he can actually help out. The 2 of us, the 3 of us, will all work together, however that works. Okay, is there any other business that anybody online or in person would like to talk about?
No.
Michelle, who?
Yes.
Smash? The reason she's not here today, somebody asked, how do we get Michelle back? Michelle's never left. She is sick right now, and that's the reason she didn't show up. She is online. She has actually been voting. She wants to be the treasurer still. She, you know, she will do it as long as we want her to do it. So she is still in. Nobody has actually made, there's never been any state vote to get rid of her. So until we do a vote to get rid of her, she's still in.
Okay.
Yeah, so just because somebody says that she's not in anymore, or she's not this anymore, or she's whatever, and not in any committees, that cannot happen without the vote of the people. And as far as I'm concerned, and as far as I know, until we as people, as a group, vote her out, she's in. She is our treasurer. She has not stopped being our treasurer. She hasn't made any commitments to leave. And, you know, all of our hearts are out for Michelle. She has been through a hard time. She has lost a husband. And basically a great friend for all of us and a great, you know, all of us loved him. And she, you know, she has the right to take the time to grieve in her way. But she hasn't let us down. So anyway, is there any other business or anything you want to talk about? Or do we want to hang on a minute?
Okay. Go ahead.
I just wanted to make a motion for Tamara, because she's also been denied counting. And she's been at a training for the county secretary most of the time since we started last year.
So hang on, people. Don't leave. Tamara, you want to be one?
Tamara, you want to be a secretary? And I would love for you to be a secretary for state. I think our elections are going to happen pretty quick. And coordinator, secretary, I would love for you to do it. I think it's the right person.
I prefer until the coordinators get together and actually go where we're going to go forward, is to not do any voting on actual positions and stuff until next meeting. If everybody's okay with that.
Cool. See your heart, though. See your heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're actually supposed to leave this room right now.
See the prayer.
So we'd like to say a prayer before we leave, and everybody just hang on for that, and then we'll do a motion to adjourn. Hang on.
Don't join with her. We don't want you folks forced to do this. And Heavenly Father, just want to thank you right now, Lord. Thank you so much for your precious gift, even Yeshua. We're so grateful for the hedge of protection, precious blood of Yeshua around this meeting and around our state. We want our whole state to know how much we love them. We're not alienating anybody. This is just an action that we have for such a time as this. Father God, let's pray for our finances. We pray for our health. We pray for this meeting to have epic meetings, meanings. And then we just pray right now for each one of us, Lord, to go on our way to be safe and healthy. And we just pray that we can continue to form this epic that our family fathers created for. Again, we pray a special blessing on Anna and the entire assembly board. This love with all, as we say, this is my name of Yeshua. So be it, so it is.
Amen.
So do we have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Good job.
I got a second and third. Okay. Everybody say yes if they want to adjourn.
Yes.
Okay, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for joining.
We did that with only